from Directions Media. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, July 8th, 2008. Each week, this podcast looks at trends in the geospatial marketplace. This is Adina Schutzberg in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Franstek in Manitowoc, New Jersey.
This week, we note that Ask.com moved its mapping platform off of the CARTAS framework and onto Microsoft's Virtual Earth. What does this and other platform changes in underlying mapping technology mean in these times with so many choices for those who want to include simple or complex mapping apps in their web offerings? We share our thoughts in a moment, but first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. ArcGIS 9.3 is now available and offers a complete suite of software that improves your entire GIS workflow.
The announcement by Microsoft of the switch that Ask.com made last week came from Chris Pendleton. And while he didn't note the technology that Ask was coming from, he did make an interesting point. And that's that, and I'm quoting here, Ask follows suit of many portal websites to let Microsoft make the investment in infrastructure, imagery, photography acquisition, data updates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The list includes the likes of yellowpages.com, superpages.com, and whitepages.com, to name a few, allowing us, that's Microsoft, to do the heavy lifting in building out a robust mapping platform allows customers to focus on developing applications that benefit end users, unquote. So he's making the argument that, hey, if you want to have maps on your site, let us do the work, use our tools, it makes your life easier. Now, what Ask had done was taken advantage of the CARTAS tools and then basically rolled its own and hosted its own solution. And that allowed it to distinguish itself from all the others. It didn't look like everything else. But apparently that was not going to work for the long term, and they made the switch as of last week.
So the switch really indicated that many people are reducing their choices, or they don't really perceive that there's a benefit in customizing their own web portal. It seems like we've got two or three choices at this point to customize your applications. You can certainly go to Virtual Earth or Google. You may even want to step onto the MapQuest platform. But the big mapping portals out there have now reduced their choice, or they've made their choice. In the case of Ask, they've switched. And in the case of Yahoo, they seem to want to do their own, but how much longer will it be before they make a switch?
I think that's a really good point. And I think it's interesting to try to get inside Ask's head, if you will, and try to understand what they're thinking. Clearly, that whole company, IAC, is rearranging and chunking itself up and looking to sell off some parts. It just finished an acquisition of, among other things, dictionary.com. So that company is all sort of in disarray, and this may be part of some of those underlying changes. We did have a comment on our blog from Mark Priolo, the Vice President of Marketing for Decarta. He actually contributes to our blog, but this was posted as a comment to us noting that switch of Ask's. And he says, and I'm quoting here, Ask did build their maps on Decarta, and as some of the others above commented, did a really nice job. They had great features like neighborhood search within a polygon, pedestrian routes, also a very nice unique look to the maps. That made sense when they were competing with other search portals and didn't want to dilute the brand with maps from the competition, Yahoo, Google, and Microsoft. Unfortunately, they dropped out of that race in March and refocused on being a site for married women. With that, they didn't need custom maps and went the cookie-cutter approach. Sad to see them go. They did nice work. Unquote. And I think the key point that he makes there is that with the change in focus, Ask didn't need the custom maps, unquote. And I guess what I want to sort of push a little bit at is, when is it that you don't need those custom maps anymore? When is it okay to sort of use the same thing as everybody else, in particular those three technologies that you noted?
If we look at it a little bit historically, the people who needed the customization, again, looking at the timeline of where we've come from in web mapping, you always chose ESRI if you needed that customization. And again, historically, looking at where web mapping had come from, a lot of the initial users of web mapping portals were the traditional GIS users, and they chose the SRI or they chose Intergraph or even MapInfo to build a customized web mapping portal. Now, with this evolution, what we've seen is that people are moving off of the customization platforms and moving more towards, I hate to say generic, but the ones that can do the heavy lifting and have fewer choices. The point is that people are giving up a little bit of this customization for choosing the ones that'll be able to handle the scalability. What we've got is I think a true evolution of the market, such that they're willing to give up customization to get more scalability and a few less options, and therefore they're giving up a little bit of the hard and heavy lifting work that it takes to get a web portal up and going and maintaining the web portal as well.
I think that last bit is absolutely important, the maintaining, the updating the data, adding new features, all of those things, if they are part of your organization's IT infrastructure, that's a lot of resources. If you can depend on an outside hosted solution to do all of that for you, such that when they add new technology on the core platform, it magically appears in yours, you're all set. You know, part of this, too, is a lot of these vendors moving to that next level of really taking full advantage of the cloud. Why should I host it here if somebody else can host it over there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I want to bring up, you know, this is a segment of the geospatial market that is now clearly differentiating itself, and that is the visualization part. So people are choosing, companies and organizations are choosing for visualization from one of these top-tier platforms. And it could be Descartes as well. But the point is that we're minimizing our choices in the field of geospatial specialties. Okay, so visualization being one of them, analytics being another, et cetera. So I think what you're seeing now is I like these guys. I like this web mapping portal choice, this platform, versus what I had in the past, which demanded more customization. And I think one of the key things that we've got to go back to is this updating and maintenance. These guys, Microsoft and Google and whoever, are doing a much better job at aggregating more data all the time. And people who have chosen web portals in the past want to migrate off of that so that they do not have to be in this maintenance mode and negotiate contracts as such.
I think maybe one of the questions we're heading toward then is, what is it that's going to allow some of these players that offer these host-your-own, roll-your-own sort of solutions from these big three that you just mentioned? And I'm thinking of companies like PlaySpace that particularly offered the, here's some different looks that you can have for it. Our licensing is very different from those three companies that we just mentioned. You know, we're different. The other set are all the open source solutions, things like OpenLayers and MapStraction, and there's sort of a whole host of other tools out there, MapNIC, that are starting to be players. We're not seeing them quite so much, but I think those players are going to have to, you know, if they're going to become more and more mainstream, sort of get into this same space of having a look that people recognize, and being a player that an organization like Ask might say, oh, I like the look of that, and they take care of everything, and off we go. So I think times really have changed, and I think your point about there being a limited number of choices is really true, and it really does seem like this is a whole different space than internet solutions being offered by GIS companies. ESRI has a whole set of offerings in ArcGIS Online and ArcWeb Services and those kinds of things. They don't seem to be playing in this sort of space because perhaps it's not a packaged enough solution. It doesn't have its own look that people are familiar with, and maybe it just wouldn't be on the radar of an organization like Ask.
The fact is that mapping technology is becoming more and more mainstream.
More and more commodity, not just mainstream, commodity.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. So if you're going to make a choice into using maps as part of your portal, I think what you're going to do is you're going to look to the big three or big four and make that choice, just because it's an easy choice. You're not going to employ specialized programmers just for your mapping technology. You're going to go up into the cloud, choose what's out there, and then implement maybe some minimal customization, even if it's just for a store locator. You're just not going to go through the process of building your own anymore.
And I think your point about an easy choice is exactly right. We're getting to the point where no one would ever get fired for choosing Microsoft, MapQuest, or Google's mapping platforms as a base. You just wouldn't. So they sort of reached that level, and that's a pretty impressive thing. And I have to say, I'm impressed at how many organizations are going to Microsoft. There's so much buzz and so much excitement about Google Maps and Google Earth and it being the first platform for mashups and so forth. And for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to be carrying over as much into these sort of traditional portals that want to have mapping.
I think you may see the migration happen, but what I still see is that if you're a typical consumer of specialized GIS products, and you are an ESRI user or whoever your chosen vendor is, you may eventually migrate off that, but right now you're probably very satisfied with the integration. I think the other issue is that if you're an Oracle database user, if you're specifically an Oracle Spatial user, I wonder if you're not going to look at other choices other than the Oracle Maps web mapping interface. Now I think Oracle is trying to push their interface for just using their maps if you're using Oracle. But sooner or later you may say, you know what, I really like that platform over there. Again, it's better maintained. I like the visualization capabilities. So I think you're still going to see this migration off of the traditional platforms onto the more mainstream ones.
Well, clearly, all of these players have made quite a strong statement with the platforms that they've offered. And these moves toward them, be it MapQuest or Google or Microsoft, definitely says that the choices are becoming more limited, more focused, and they're really offering a different set of tools and technologies than companies like Descartes and the GIS technology providers. That's all the time we have this week. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that it's sponsoring a video contest called GIS in Action. You're invited to create a short amateur video showing how you use GIS in the workplace and enter the contest by July 25th, 2008. That will allow you a chance to win prizes valued up to $125. Winners will be announced on August 7th, 2008. Visit www.esri.com/GIS in Action contest to find out more. Or visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast or contact us about any topic, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.